I've always heard of in the summertime the ladies putting their bras in the yes. freezer.
I've never done that, but I have heard of that.
Is that real?
I've heard of it. Yeah,
I've heard people do it. Yeah, you know, never witnessed it. But maybe it's just a fantasy.
Yeah.
It's always fun to look at Nashville Reddit because people will leave messages from other places. People yes. maybe have just moved here and are wondering, why for is this?
that should be a whole category itself.
One of them today is, legitimate question, what's the psychology behind people not using their turn signals?
God, that's so true.
I think that comes up like at least every 2 months. And there's a new person.
There's no reason. We just don't.
I don't know why. I mean, I do.
Me too.
I use them too.
Everybody I know does them.
I always think it's a courtesy to fellow motorists to use your turn signals.
But I don't see other people. Like, it's the cars that are like potentially going to hit me
right.
are the ones that don't use it.
Right. I always talk about, you know, somebody selling a car here says two turn signals, never been used.
Like new.
But the thing, I've gotten so bad because you never know if they're going to turn or not. So a lot of times, if somebody even has their turn signal on, I wait till they pass
yes.
to make sure they are turning instead of...
I don't believe them.
Right.
Because the turn signal's on, and they're coming. Go, oh my God, they're not slowing down. They're not... Oh, they just had it on.
Apparently, they're just going around the world to the right.
Yes.
Because their turn signal is always on.
Or all the way over in the left lane on 24 with their left-hand turn signal on.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We got to pay attention. We have smart cars. We need smart drivers.
I know.
That'll never happen.
No, it'll never happen.
I got to tell you, like, this is not a popular opinion. I trust the computers and robots more than I do our drivers. At least for turn signals.
Yeah.
Start them with turn signals, and then if they can handle that, let them start taking over other operations of the car. That's right?
Use your turn signals today. Surprise people around you. It'll be fun. Three things you want to know this morning. A Uber driver in Cleveland was arrested after a rider called 911, said the Uber driver was boasting about having drugs stashed in a fake aerosol can in the car. They tracked him down. And they did find a meth pipe and some pills and a digital scale. The thing that made it noteworthy was the driver was wearing a t-shirt that said, retired drug dealer.
Oh.
Apparently he's come out of retirement.
Oh, man.
I'm back, baby.
That's right.
Wow.
Better than ever.
Right? So with tariffs on China at 145% and other countries at 10%, Amazon announced yesterday that some of their website... store would be announcing what the price would be without tariffs and then with tariffs.
Oh.
And the White House was pissed.
They don't like that.
So
don't tell them the truth.
Tech bro speed dial. The president called Jeff Bezos. They're not going to do it.
It's amazing that Jeff Bezos is one of the most rich and powerful men in the world, but he's still a spineless wussy.
Somebody in the White House told the press, they said, why should a multi-billion-dollar company pass off costs to consumers? They all do.
Yeah.
They never eat it.
We're the ones getting screwed.
Yeah. So you know how Southwest announced earlier this year that it would implement cheaper ticketing, but you would also have to pay for your bags now and all the things.
Yep.
So they're going to also implement three different fare bundles. So there's Choice Extra, Choice Preferred, Choice, and Basic. And the only real difference is Choice Extra is the most expensive, but it allows travelers to board early, get the free checked bags, and access to spacier seats at booking and complimentary internet. The other three, there's no difference. So I don't know why.
Southwest is completely tanked in there. Like, I used to love them.
Oh, yeah. They're simple. Now they have, you know.
They're just like the rest of the terrible airlines.
Yeah, I was worried because my sister's wedding is May 24th. And so I was like, okay, I know I'll have free bags on the way there, but will I have free bags on the way back? Because it was like the 28th, I think.
Right.
But I'm coming back the 27th, so I'm good. Or 25th, so I'm good.
You beat the price hike.
Yes, I'm like, okay, good.
Just dress in layers. Wear all your clothes on the plane.
No. I wear my bridesmaid's dress on the plane.
With a coat over it and everything.
I've got no luggage.
Your bathing suit, flippers.
Goggles.
Exactly. You tell something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to guess if you were a little kid or a drunk adult. For any potential advertisers, it's something you could sponsor. If you have a liquor store or a daycare.
Right?
A combination of both.
What are these? IV recovery places? Yeah. You replace all the alcohol in your system with,
Yes.
Fresh sugar water. I don't know. No idea how it works.
We're just idea people. Okay. All right. First up, we have Carrie. All right. Tell us what you did.
I saw this dog that was so big, it looked like a horse. So I tried to ride it.
Oh, that's hard. These are always hard. I always say that.
A lot of times when they bring in dogs for Wet Nose Wednesday, they're big enough you could ride them.
Yeah. I mean, some breeds. It all depends. Maybe was it a big dog because they were a little kid?
Yeah.
Or was it really a big dog?
Yeah. Mm.
That's tough.
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go drunk adult. Woody?
I tend to think little kid, too. I don't know. All right. Which one was it?
I was a little kid.
Hey!
The owner of the dog pulled me off by my shirt collar and said, "Don't approach strange dogs."
Oh.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
It's probably a good lesson learned there.
Learned a valuable life lesson. Exactly. All right.
Wow. That was a tough one.
Next up, we have Ray.
I got so excited about a balloon that I accidentally ran into a glass door. My nose.
Broke your nose.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
I'm going to say he got so excited by a balloon.
Yeah.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Think
I don't know why.
It feels like a drunk adult.
It kind of feels like a drunk
adult. Or could be a little kid with a Pennywise the clown holding the balloon outside the window.
Well, that's a whole different story.
I know. Sure, let's go drunk adult. Sure. All right. Which one was it?
I was a kid. I had tunnel vision for that balloon. Door one.
Oh, man.
Door one, Ray nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. It had Phillips and speed to break your nose.
Yeah. He was coming in hot.
Let's do that gender wars. For the ladies in the audience, we have Cassie in Nashville. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
Good luck. For the guys, we got Bubba. He's in Brentwood. Hello, Bubba.
Good morning, Woody and Jim.
Good morning. All right, we have a warm-up. Get acquainted question for both of you.
Yeah. Cassie, what song or jingle is stuck in your head sometimes?
Considering my daughter is a Barbie princess, I would probably say Barbie Girl gets stuck in my head a lot.
Ooh. She's a Barbie Girl. Stuck in my head. Thanks.
And what about you, Bubba? A song or jingle that gets stuck in your head?
Oh, the Once Daily Jordians.
Oh, the diabetes pill. That's hilarious.
Little pill with a big story to tell.
That's right. Oh, my God.
These have been so fun to hear what people have to say.
The first time I heard that commercial, I swear, because it says I have type 2 diabetes, I thought it said I have a touch of diabetes. I laugh that way about it ever since.
Spell of diabetes. All right. You each have a screw you can use, and we'll start things off with a multiple choice question for both of you.
Okay, Cassie, if you're playing pool, does a full rack consist of 10, 12, or 15 balls?
15?
15 is right.
Ooh.
Nice.
Good job. Just beat the buzzer.
I thought it was 12.
I was trying to think of that, but I don't know.
15,
Okay, Bubba, Libra, Cancer, or Aries? Which zodiac sign is represented by a ram?
Aries.
You're right.
Aries is right. Good job.
Yes, they're smoking through these things.
Okay, Cassie, Alfred Pennyworth hangs out with what superhero?
Batman.
Ooh.
Will anybody get one wrong? Let's see.
Okay, Bubba, Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of what classic all-girl band?
Susanna Hoffs?
Yes.
Heart?
No, it's the Bangles.
The Bangles, okay.
Okay, that was our first miss of the game.
All right, you got a chance to Lock down a victory with the correct answer here, Cassie. Tecate beer is imported from what country?
Tecate beer?
Yeah.
Is it Mexico?
Yes, it is Mexico.
All right.
Woo. Oh, man.
Well done.
She ran away with it with a perfect score. Cassie's our victor in Gender Wars.
Hope you'll play again real soon, Bubba, but you get whatever concert tickets Cassie doesn't want. Okay?
Right.
So we're going to put you on hold, too. But Cassie, you'll have to decide whether you want a Billy Idol or Bryan Adams tickets.
So you get to make the choice. Bubba gets the leftovers.
That's right. Outdated slang that people still use. Mm-hmm. It's a big list on Reddit, including words like gnarly, stoked, word.
Okay. Yeah. I know some people that just like hold on to them.
Yeah. I mean, if you're comfortable with the word, keep using it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. My son got accused of being an 80-year-old woman at his work. So, like, he's not even 30, but he's kind of an old soul.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know. Somebody said something kind of ridiculous, and he said, "Jeez Louise."
I say that all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
All my son's coworkers said, "What are you, an 80-year-old woman?" That is definitely one of those, like, I don't know. It seems like it plucked out of a different era.
Yeah, right, I say golly a lot. I'm like, golly. I say that a lot. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a person in real life say that, except for some, like, old black and white TV show.
Yeah, yep.
Right?
That's funny.
A couple of those older ones would be, like, calling somebody a whippersnapper.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bomb.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's cringy.
That's the bee's knees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that.
I have.
Before.
Yeah.
Now, there was last week, I believe we were playing Gender Wars, and one of the contestants had their little kid with them who was like helping him out. We were talking about sex, whatever it came up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just like couldn't think of another word to say instead. I just didn't want to do it.
A more family-friendly word?
So I said, like, getting it on.
Yeah.
And Gina looked at me like, who are you? And I was like, I don't know. I just couldn't think of something right off the top of my head.
You ready to get it on?
Yeah, it's more like cringy and just like,
oh, it is.
Rather than sex is more like clinical, I guess.
You're right.
Guess.
You're totally right.
I don't
and getting
know.
It on,
getting it on is like, bleh.
It's not even a phrase I've ever used.
It's like the 70s with like the Burt guy, whatever his name was, with that, like, the mustache.
Oh, Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
And his, like, bear rug. Like,
Playgirl magazine?
Yeah,
yeah.
It at all.
It does sound like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. I panicked.
So your response needs to be, I'm not ready to get it on, so I'll smell you later. Okay, it's another Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. We thought we would answer the question that we've been asking everybody as a Get Acquainted question this week for Gender Wars.
Which is, what is the song or jingle that's getting stuck in your head?
Yeah. So mine would be all of the stupid trending TikTok songs.
Okay.
You know how sometimes it's like every month there's a new one. And
right.
For a while there was like a dance that accompanied it. It's those. And they are, even if I don't like the song, they're always stuck in my head.
They have a certain like sound to them.
Yeah.
That's like unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a 15-second clip, but they're just like on repeat over and over and over again.
Imitate one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They kind of sound
like. Don't
put
you on the spot, but can you perform one of them?
You can just, yeah.
Well, this one, which I like the song, so it doesn't bother me too much, but it's a Christian song by Forrest Frank, who I saw in concert a couple weeks ago. But I think it goes like, oh, Lord, I need you now more than ever. Won't you put my heart back together? I searched the world till my head hurt.
I love when people take one-syllable words and turn them into 19 syllables.
It was really cute, though, at the show. All of the kids there were doing a dance.
Yeah.
It was,
and you were just doing it. And nobody got to see it but us.
It's okay. Yeah,
you were doing this awesome little...
It was choreography.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
But, no, I loved it.
Yeah, so those are... It's any trending TikTok song that you just, like, want to pull your brain out of your head and squish it because it's so annoying. Mm-hmm. And like the TikTok algorithm just likes to punish you no matter how how quickly you can get away from the video, you know, because you know it's coming.
The next one's going to have it.
Yeah. And then they just keep showing it and you're like, no.
Yeah, if you make the mistake of double tapping and liking something, you're going to get a whole lot of
You're screwed.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You know what's, this is one that I haven't seen in a little while, but I'll see it once every couple of years and then I get it stuck in my head. It's a TV commercial for J.G. Wentworth.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a
J.G. Wentworth. This is a 6'5" something.
I got it's my money and I need it. No.
Yeah, it's always on people on a bus or something singing.
Like a Viking woman.
J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
It took a while before I realized what that commercial was for.
Right.
It's like one of those cash advance things.
It's for people who have won like a massive lawsuit. Like, you know, somebody who like one of the like Bart Durham kind of things. Like, yeah, you got hit by a truck and now you've got $2 million.
Yeah.
But they're going to give it to you over time. And then like what they'll do is, we'll give you like, you know, half of what you won, but we'll give it all to you right now.
Yeah. Yep. The rest of it we had to give to the people on the bus to pay them to sing.
Funny thing, my cousin is a costume designer. She does not work in LA, but she does sometimes in New York and Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And she is the official costume designer for all the J.G. Wentworth commercials.
Oh my gosh.
So what a feather in her cap.
I know. I absolutely flipped out. I'm like, you did the Viking lady and the bus?
Oh, that's great.
She's like, yep.
Yeah. I sure did.
Put that on your resume. Viking lady on the bus. My idea. Okay.
Woody,
the one that sticks in my head the most, it's all over the place all the time, is the one that goes, Liberty, 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 you know, for the insurance company.
I know.
Limu.
Even though Emu and Doug or whatever it is.
Yeah, and Doug.
Yeah, my insurance company actually got bought up by Liberty Insurance, so that's my insurance now.
Oh.
And I was on the phone with them because we had to have some repairs done under our sink.
Yeah.
And I wanted home insurance. And you must love that commercial, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. And the guy goes, yeah, we love it a lot. It's really great.
Kill me now.
Can't get enough of it.
They did it to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I want to come to the door and, you know, for repairs and have the emu standing out there.
Oh, that's
Liberty,
funny.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
And then there's Limu, emu.
Yeah. Yes.
And Doug. There. They're stuck in our head, and we hope they're stuck in yours now.
Yeah.
Back to the podcast. Well, lo and behold, Pee-wee's Big Adventure Bike is on auction today.
The super old-fashioned red bike with the bell. And the
X1. Apparently, they did find it at the basement of the Alamo. And I guess there were 14 bikes together that were used in the movie.
Wow.
But they're all going up for auction today. Hmm. So you can have Pee-wee's bike.
Cool. That's awesome.
Buxton finally gets one.
So there's an internet meme that's going around that originally happened during COVID, but it seems to have come around again, like sometimes they do. And this one asked the question, who would win, 100 strong men or a silverback gorilla?
Yeah.
And people are debating whether, like, a bunch of guys could take down the gorilla, or the gorilla would rip through them like a knife through butter.
Well, a silverback, does that mean an older gorilla?
No.
No, that's the breed.
I thought that meant like, breed, had gray hair. But
No. I think it's the strongest one.
Yeah. Pretty menacing.
I don't know. The men could win, but I wouldn't want to be one of the first ones.
No, I'd be the last one.
I was like number 99, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he was tired.
You guys go first.
Yeah.
I saw
how it goes.
Somebody did like a simulation of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With it, but it was like robots versus a gorilla. It's silly, but the 100 robots got destroyed.
Now it gets silly.
Yeah. Again, I would put
now
my...
Now it's silly.
My money is on the gorilla.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
So there's a Canadian millionaire who sold his company, got like a couple million dollars from it, and decided to invest $4 million of those dollars into building a small community for the homeless.
Oh, that's cool.
So they build tiny homes which have a kitchen, bathroom, living area, and solar panels. It's in a gated community. There's 99 homes.
Wow.
And they also have like a cafe, a print shop, community gardens. So all of these residents have opportunities to also like widen their skill set and have jobs and help further the community. So
grow their own food.
Yeah.
That's great.
So he put in $4 million. The government, I think this is in Canada.
It sounds like Canada.
Yeah. The government put in, matched $12 million to help out. So getting people off the street and into some homes and hopefully changing their lives.
Yeah,
I like that. That's very cool.
Yep.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. And who is this big sweetie we got?
This is Archie. Little low rider. He is, he's a year old. He's microchips, neutered, and he is ready to find his forever home. He is the sweetest thing. He's good with other dogs. He's just like the perfect little thing in such a tiny package.
Yeah.
He looks like a combination of a bunch of dogs that were kind of thrown together.
Yeah.
It's like at, almost like a
beautiful
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd head.
Yeah. And then dachshund body, something like that.
Yeah.
Got little stubby legs. He's really adorable.
He's not going to be banging into any doorways or anything. Archie is a year old?
Yeah, he's a year old.
Is he going to get any bigger?
He's fully grown. This is it.
This is what you get.
He's not going to have to worry about losing any limbo contests.
Yeah.
I know.
I know.
But he's so sweet. He just wants to like cuddle and be loved on. So is this his personality all the time?
Yes, he actually went on a Rover night, which is our version of, you know, shelter pet slumber party.
Right.
And they said that he was good with the other dog. He loved cuddling on the couch, going for walks downtown. They said they couldn't think of nice enough things to say about him.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So he's been test driven already.
Yes.
He came out with flying colors.
He's very popular. He just needs to find the one that's ready to commit, you know?
Yeah. Archie's ready to go. And in fact, today is a special day.
Yes. It is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Yay!
Yeah. So we are doing 50% off adoptions all day long.
Sweet.
Yeah. So come on down. Meet Archie.
Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. We do it every Wednesday, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Were you a little kid or a drunk adult when you did something stupid or embarrassing? People have downloaded our Totally Hits app. You can get it at totallyhitsnashville.com. Leave us a voice message. Tell us what you did and then pause a few seconds and tell us if you were a little kid or a drunk adult. All right? Start with Jay. Okay, Jay.
I climbed onto a store display and declared myself to be King of Target.
Oh, my gosh.
I can picture a little kid with like a folded up like piece of paper as a hat.
Yeah. Climbing on the toy aisle or something like that.
Okay, the only reason I'm going to say kid is because a part of his story would have been he fell off if he was an adult.
Okay.
Because those things I don't think are very sturdy.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to say a kid.
That sounds like drunk young man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people like to wander around Target drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, drunk targeting is fun.
Yes, drunk targeting.
That's right. Because you go into Target, you don't know what you want to buy anyway. It'll just tell you what you need when you get in there. I'm going to guess drunk adult as well.
Okay.
All right, Jay?
I was very drunk.
Oh!
Security disagreed with my reign, and I was exiled to my friend's custody.
Oh, you get the whole royal thing going.
I know.
That's good.
Funny. I know.
All right, we got one more. We got Kayla.
I put my shoes in the freezer because they were too hot.
Oh, that's hard.
It's actually kind of smart, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, I've always heard of, in the summertime, the ladies putting their bras in the freezer.
I've never done that, but I have heard of that.
Is that a real
thing? I've heard of it, yeah.
I've heard people do it.
Yeah.
You know, never witnessed it, but maybe it's just a fantasy.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like something a little kid would do.
I'm thinking an adult, one of those like 2 a.m. drunk thoughts.
Yeah.
Like her feet are on fire.
My feet are all sweaty and hot. I'm going to put these in the freezer.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Kayla was drunk too. What was it?
Oh, I was drinking.
And yeah.
They were cheap shoes and they made my feet sweat. Oh.
That's like whenever you leave your flip-flops out in the sun and they're burning hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah. Put them in the freezer or turn them over.
That's what I try to remember to do. But
they'll be in the shade.
Yeah, when the liquor's flowing, man, you're not thinking about sunscreen
that's
or flip-flops.
That's true.
Who knew drunk Kayla came up with a perfect solution for hot summers in Tennessee?
Three things you want to know this morning.
Well, the iconic, I believe in Nashville mural on 12 South.
Yeah.
It got vandalized a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it did.
Super offensive words were painted on it, and they immediately were able to cover those up with black paint so nobody could see, you know, the offending words.
Right.
But now it's just a blank wall. Hmm. It's been painted to match the rest of the building, and none of the merchants on 12 South know if it's going to be repainted and redone.
Well, I hope it is.
Yeah.
It's happened before where it's been vandalized and they caught people and then they repainted it and, you know, kind of restored it to its original looks that everybody loves to have their picture taken with.
Yeah, it's inspirational for the entire area. So, yeah, they should keep that going.
I hope somebody steps in and recreates that.
No kidding. Wow. Yesterday was Willie Nelson's birthday. Today is also Willie Nelson's birthday. And why is that, Willie?
I was born before midnight on the 29th, but it didn't get registered in the county courthouse until the next day, the 30th. So it went out officially as the 30th. Well. So I used to do both days.
It's birthday weekend.
So there's a woman who went viral on TikTok because somebody tried to pay it backwards at a Dunkin' Donuts. So you know how paying it forward, like you're in line and you pay for the person behind us.
Yeah.
So this guy was like, the lady behind me said she's going to pay for my coffee. And he took off. So when she got up to the checkout counter, they're like, hey, he said you'd pay for his coffee. And she's like, I don't know who that is. I did not say that.
So the guy just ran off with free coffee.
Yeah. And so Dunkin' didn't make her pay for it, thankfully, and then they were kind of upset that, like, they got scammed out of it.
They're the ones that fell for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And then she had posted to the random guy in front of me who lied to the employee, I hope you have the day you deserve.
Nice.
I like that. A little soft touch burn.
Yeah, it's not like, I hope karma bites you.
Yeah,
right? It's like,
a little passive aggressive. Uh-huh. That's good.
My probably scientific laboratory is my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Because I have stuff growing in my dishwasher that I don't know what kind of man-made cleaner could get rid of the smell.
Eek.
Okay, so have you been using your dishwasher?
No.
Okay.
That's the problem.
It's had a science experiment going on inside since you stopped using it.
Yes. So, it's like got some kind of electronic malfunction, sends a warning sign like blink, 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 blink. And so we stopped using it and then forgot about it.
And then
we're like, oh God, we opened it up once and we're like, no. And we shoved the door back closed and we're like, okay, burn candles everywhere.
Swamp thing is in there.
Oh my God. And then for a couple of days, we had a sign on it that said, dead inside, do not enter.
That's a good safety tip,
Because people would come over and go, oh, let me put away my dish that I, oh, no!
In slow motion.
Oh, man. You see the green cloud come out of steam.
Oh God, yeah. So yesterday I did clean it out. I sprayed it with I use Windex everywhere because I figure Windex kills everything.
Yeah.
Something we learned from my big fat Greek word.
Yeah,
that's right.
Including acne.
Exactly.
Yes, everything.
And then I put a candle in there with it open to burn the smell away. Mm. And then I start calling places to fix our dishwasher, which is, it's an LG.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I think I have one of those too, yeah.
Well, I hope it doesn't go wrong because nobody fixes it.
Well,
really?
You don't need that. You need a priest.
I know.
You need an exorcism.
We do need an exorcism. Good thing I'm Catholic.
The power of Christ compels you, LG dishwasher.
Yeah, get some holy water in there. That's demon water that's in there right now.
That's right. It is. Oh, my gosh.
So what are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I'm going to the next door recovery with some people from the station. So that'll be cool. Meet some women there.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then probably going to go to the gym. You know me.
I know.
Do it.
You're in there almost every day.
Yeah.
Making us look bad. I've got to mow before I think storms are coming. Mm-hmm. It's just inevitable. It's Tennessee.
It is.
Just if it hasn't happened in a while,
it will.
They're due.
Right.
And then my son's going to come over, and after dinner, we're going to sit around and Star Wars out and watch the latest episode of Andor.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. I was going to get my bike fixed up to go for a ride and get some exercise. The bike is still in the back of the car because I went to a couple bike shops in Murfreesboro, but they were like bougie bike shops that sell $8,000 bikes.
Oh.
So they were, to tune up the bike, they were going to charge me more than I paid for the bike. So,
gosh.
I mean, just abandon it on the side of the road or try to do it myself.
Yeah. I hate to break it to you. There are only bougie shops left.
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
No guy sitting there going, yeah, I'll do it for $20.
Yeah.
They what don't exist.
Guys? I want the $20 guy. You guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.